Good evening, and thank you for inviting me back. I should begin by praying. Father in heaven, we are here because we know that you are Lord. And we know that you are a living Lord. We thank you that you walk amongst us in everything that we do. We thank you that you dwell in our hearts. We thank you that you're here with us tonight. And we pray that as we turn to your word, that you will help us to recognize the truth and to give you glory for it and to receive with thanks what you have to say to us tonight. Amen. The passage that I'm going to be reading from is the first letter of John, chapter 1. I'm not going to focus on this chapter until later on, but I will read it just at the start. All of chapter 1, it's 10 verses, so I'll read that to begin with. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Well, as you know, it's Easter Sunday today, and I just really want to speak about Jesus Christ. A lot of what I will say is simple truth that you will have heard many times in the past. But Jesus doesn't change, and we need to keep focusing on these truths, the fact that he died, he rose, and he lives today. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you're still in your sins. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. It doesn't matter what else we do. If Christ didn't rise from the dead, nothing we do makes any difference. It doesn't matter at all. So I want to focus on that single glorious event in history, the resurrection of Christ, and what it means now for us to be living the resurrection life of Christ. And to do that, I want to contrast two ways of living. It says in the first chapter of John that